Thank you very much. I want to tell you something. I can't prescribe to you how I look forward to coming back here to the Good Time Hour. This is such a wholesome show. It really is. You feel that aura of reek around here. The whole image is so prenatal. It's so stipulated. Don't you feel it? And I think that kids need that on television. Young people need that. Mothers and fathers who are parents, they look for that. Television does a great job of molding the kids' minds. It really, because there's a million moldy-minded kids running all over everywhere. I think it should be mandatory that young people... Don't make me laugh now. It should be a requisite that young people should watch this show. Do you realize we can millenniate juvenile relinquency just like that? If young people were watching the Good Time Hour instead of reading or studying or sleeping or riding on their motorcycles. That's
it's terrible. The Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Today we wish a happy 93rd birthday to American funny man Norm Crosby, a regular on TV in the 70s and the undisputed master of the malapropism. Now, you know, of course, that a malapropism is the mistaken use of a word in place of the right word with a similar sound, with an always nonsensical and sometimes humorous result. A good example is the statement by baseball player Yogi Berra, "Texas has a big influence on who gets to be president because it has a lot of electoral votes." The term is named for a character called Mrs. Malaprop in an 18th century English comedy who was forever getting her words convulsed, so to speak. Crosby was born in Boston. He went solo as a stand-up comedian, adopting a friendly, blue-collar, guy-next-door persona in the 1950s. He later refined his stand-up monologues by interpolating the malapropisms. His first appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson was in December 1964. 10 years later, he co-hosted a Canadian variety series called Everything Goes. And for 10 years after that, he was on over half a dozen Dean Martin celebrity roasts, poking fun at such notables as George Burns and Red Fox. At the same time, he also appeared as a celebrity guest on a number of game shows, including Liars Club, Tattletales, and Hollywood Squares. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 6560 Hollywood Boulevard. From 1978 to 1981, he hosted a nationally syndicated series, The Comedy Shop, in which a mix of up-and-coming stand-up comics and vaudeville veterans presented their material. Although he is now past 90, Norm continues to make occasional appearances here and there. In 1966, he married Joan Foley, who had at one time been a dancer for the Radio City Rockettes. Norm says the addition of the malapropisms to his routines has made all the difference to his success. "The change launched me into stardom and made me a highly sequestered performer. I quickly developed a repetition for making audiences laugh to remarks that inferred humorous innuendos and outrageous notions that often bit deeper into the tooth of the matter." And so, here's to you, Norm Crosby, on your 93rd birthday. After all these years, you remain a genius in extrapolating the true meanings of what people are tinkling. And we thank you, Norm, from the bottoms of our ventricles for continuing to help people worldwide keep a smell on their faces. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 15th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.